I believe that nobody is looking out for these girls. Nobody is recognizing any kind of signs or anything. They just want to push them away as they're like, you know, bad kids. They're bad eggs, and nobody wants to deal with all that. And they just kind of ignore them or throw them in jail and don't care. After they serve their sentence, they don't care about what's going to happen to them afterwards. They just think they're going to go back to the same thing. Because this is something that nobody should go through. Nobody. And especially for Native girls. Some of them aren't exposed to as much as others are. Yes, we have TV, we have internet and all that kind of thing, but it's not really known to happen on the reservations. Maybe it is going on. When I think back about certain things, certain girls that acted certain ways and stuff, I just wish that I would have known and I would have recognized it right away. But we're gonna win. We're gonna go through this. We've been through, I think, the worst part, and we're healing now and we're getting our lives back. And no one can ever take that away from us. They can't take that away from us. What I hope and I'd like for them, for Haley and Eva, finish school, to do all the things that, you know, is normally done. Finish high school, go on to college, get a good job, and, you know, work. And if they want families, to have a good family. Just to live normally, to I know there's no such thing as living normally, but, you know, just to have a good life, to know that they defeated all this ugliness that was done to them, and that they're able to go on and not dwell on it. And maybe even through this story, that other people will realize and understand and know that stuff like this does happen on the reservation. People don't really talk about it. Sometimes in the culture, you don't talk about those kind of things. Those kind of things are not done here. And, you know, it's kind of like a taboo to speak about it. And it's starting with the younger kids. I mean, these kids are like 12, 13, you know, really young. And I just would like for my girls, and then for them to know that if anything, that they can talk and disclose to people that they trust, and not just hold it in and hold it in.